It's been 2 weeks since a group of senators submitted their bill for comprehensive immigration reform. The 844-page document proposes changes to almost every aspect of immigration policy, from family visits to border security. Speaking at a press conference yesterday, President Barack Obama said it's a good start, and he laid out his own vision for reform.
The bill that they produced is not the bill that I would have written. They're elements of it that I would change. But I do think that it meets the basic criteria that I laid out from the start, which is we've got to have more effective border security, although it should build on the great improvements that have been made on border security over the last 4 to 5 years. We should make sure that we are cracking down on employers that are gaming the system. We should make the legal immigration system work more effectively so that the waits are not as burdensome, the bureaucracy is not as complicated, so that we can continue to attract the best and the brightest from around the world to our shores in a legal fashion. And we want to make sure that we've got a pathway to citizenship that is tough, but allows people to earn over time their legal status here in this country.
That's just the opening gambit in what promises to be a long negotiation. Almost every single one of the reform provisions could change. And as the full Senate considers the legislation, organizers across the country are already lobbying to make those changes. Here in San Francisco, a coalition of organizations marched today in honor of International Workers' Day, and they're rallying at Civic Center this evening to push for changes to the bill. Yesterday afternoon, KALW's Alyssa Kapnick met with a small group of activists in the Tenderloin. They were busy preparing for the march and rally today, coloring signs and learning multicultural chants to call out as they march in Cantonese, Tagalog, Spanish, and English. Jose Ivan Arriola said he felt it was imperative to come out and march.
This is not just another bill for me. This is, huge. This is my future. This is the future of our communities and the well-being of our communities here in the United States. So I'm undocumented, and the reason that I came forward and became public about my status is because I knew, as long as I remained invisible, that my life, my reality, my experiences, and my needs and the needs of my community would also remain invisible.
Arriola said he hopes today's marches will send a strong message.
This is something that's really, really important, and we still have a lot of work to do in terms of making sure this bill is as beneficial, as accessible, and as humane as it needs to be for our communities.
One thing the bill would do is create pathways to citizenship for undocumented people currently living in the U.S., like Jose Arriola. But not all of these paths are created equal. Reporters Jill Replogle and John Rossman from the Fronteras Reporting Project got together to break down the routes to a green card, who would benefit and who'd be left out.
All right, Jill, it's finally here. Reform to our broken immigration system. Well, maybe. But to explain it, I created a very rudimentary digital game. We can just call it a map to show the paths of a few people who will be affected by this bill.
Okay, John is pulling up on his laptop what looks like a page in a U.S. passport. At the bottom of the passport are some tokens. We've got an exit sign, a shovel, a hamburger. John, what's with the hamburger?
It's the most American thing I can think of. It's the symbol for immigrants already living here without papers, the main beneficiaries of this bill.
Okay. One of them is Jorge. I interviewed him a few months back out in front of Home Depot. He's been working in San Diego in construction for 13 years. Let's listen.
Porque a mí, yo sí, a mí me dan papeles. Claro que sí voy a ir a limpiar baños. ¿Por qué no?
He says if he gets papers, he'll clean bathrooms. Why not? He says he'll go wherever they'll give him work and pay him fairly.
Yo voy a ir.
So here's Jorge on his path to citizenship. Wait for it. All right. First stop, provisional legal status. He'll have to pay a fee and a fine for being here legally all these years, pay taxes, and pass a criminal background check, but he'll get a temporary permit allowing him to work and travel. He can visit his family in Guadalajara. But then, boom, he hits a wall.
The border security wall. Yeah, according to the Senate proposal, no one is getting any further a green card or citizenship until there's a plan to secure the border. And let's not forget about the line. There are millions of people who have been legally waiting ahead of Jorge for years, decades. The Senate proposal gives 10 years to secure the border and get through some of that backlog before Jorge can apply to become a permanent resident.
During that time, Jorge needs to remain employed, stay out of trouble, learn English, and Jorge will not get Obamacare. No welfare, no food stamps. If all goes well, one day, Jorge opens his mailbox, and inside is a green card. And then, after 3 more years, he can apply to become a naturalized American citizen.
Okay, let's look at someone else. What about a farm worker like this man?
Mi nombre es Israel Paniagua Campos.
Israel is originally from Mexico City, but he's lived in San Diego's North County for about 12 years. And he spent most of that time working in very cold greenhouses, cutting fresh flowers.
So Israel's token on the map is a shovel. His path is shorter, way shorter. Farm workers have a fast track to a green card because they're considered so vital to our economy. If Israel is willing to work in the fields or greenhouses for another 5 to 7 years, he'll be eligible for permanent residency.
That's potentially 5 years before Jorge, the construction worker, gets his. Israel told me he would totally take that deal, and he hopes it would mean better working conditions for him and others here illegally.
Para que todas las personas se sientan y estén...
All workers should be protected and have the same rights, he says.
Por igual.
There's one more thing I want to show you on this map, Jill. You see that right there?
The exit sign.
Yep. There's a category of folks who will have no path under this bill.
We talked to one of them. His name is Elmer Cardenas Gonzalez, and he actually used to have a green card, but then he got charged with a felony stemming from some threats he made during a fight. Here's Elmer.
That's another thing that gets me is I took a deal. I should have fought it because it was a felony. It's a felony.
Unfortunately for Elmer, immigrant felons have no path to legalization under this proposed bill.
But there are many others who do. There'd be a guest worker program to bring in temporary farm workers and a new visa category for high-skilled workers and lower-skilled workers based on their merits and the needs of the economy.
And let's not forget about the Dreamers, young people who were brought here illegally by their parents when they were kids. They'd have their own accelerated path to citizenship. John, cue up the accelerated path. Nice.
And of course, this could all change. The bill will probably be slashed, rehashed, elongated, or just completely scrapped. The debate has really just begun. I'm John Rossman.
And I'm Jill Replogle in San Diego.